What is the soul? The soul is words. Words make us who we are. What we think is who we are. Of course, we have physical bodies, and they have certain abilities, and they have certain shape. We have a face, we have eyes. We are human in the body. God made us out of the dust of the earth, formed us, molded us, put the organs inside, put the capillaries in the blood system inside, the air, the way it interacts, what we breathe, and how it affects our blood and our brain, the neurons, the electrical component. But we are nothing without God's breath. And what was God's breath? He put his face, which was Jesus, on Adam. Before he became a living being, he had his face staring at him face to face. And he breathed in. So the breath, where's air come from? God, breath, our breath, it's a gift. Every breath is a gift. But it contains words. It contains life. It contains eternity. It is God who is not a beginning. He is already. He is beyond the end, but he is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. But he breathed into Adam's nostrils, and he became a living being. Yes, the animals were already alive, breathing air, and they had hearts, and they had lungs, and they had all that. But there's a difference between Adam and everything else. Thoughts, ideas, emotion, romance, philosophy, right? Farming, the intelligence to build things, make things, burn and shape metal and make a sword, or just do something pretty with it, an arch, copper, bronze, discerning the difference between metals. Animals can't do any of this. They don't use words. They have feelings, they have sense, but they don't have words. And how has Satan deceived the whole world? How did he deceive Adam and Eve when they were perfect? They had perfect minds, perfect thoughts. There was no defilement. There was no tiredness. There was no sleepiness. There was no sickness. There was no brain malfunction. No. Satan started a conversation with words. And he led Eve to look at something that she was told with words that she should not eat the fruit thereof, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Words caused that movement of her mind and her feet. So what happens? The mind affects the feet. But the soul affects the mind. So it starts in the soul. Something in her soul triggered. Because she entertained a conversation with an entity that's defiled, evil, and lustful. Corrupt. Just like the world. The world is corrupt. The world cannot produce eternal life. A professor cannot produce eternal life. A preacher can, filled with the Holy Spirit, can bring a human being with a soul from the highway to hell, the broad way of destruction. And he can turn that person around with his thoughts and his words, the images that are placed upon that individual that make him think conviction of sin, beauty of Jesus, and judgment to come. Those are the three functions of the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit is words. It's an energy. Words have an energy. When I say to somebody, I love you, it has an energy. When I say to somebody, I hate you, it has an energy. A touch has an energy. So God touches us with his Spirit. I feel his touch when I preach, or sometimes I just feel a warmth overcome my body. So there's touch attached to these words. It's as simple as that, guys. It's as simple as knowing that it's the Word of God. It's not the Bible. People will worship the Bible, a book. No, it's nothing if it doesn't come alive. It's the living Word. It says that it's sharper than any two-edged sword. You read it with faith. What is faith? It's believing something with words in your mind, images in your mind. You believe that you're going to have to give an account, that every word you say will be judged. Every action is under his observation. You are in a movie. You could call it a game if you want, but it, in one sense, it is a game. Life is a game. Judgment is a game. It is a video game. The video game is pointing to a greater thing, but the greater thing has to be accepted at full face value. You can't reduce it. You can't put it in a church building. You can't put it at a communion service. You can't put it at going to a baptismal pool. It's a life. It's a whole life. It's a way. It's a walk. It's steps. Just like Abraham changed his steps. He was living in Babylon with the pagans. And God told him to leave and go to Canaan and reclaim land that was originally given to Shem, which was the son that was going to have the line and the tribe of Judah, which was going to bring Jesus. He reclaimed stolen land with his feet by walking. So his thoughts changed through words, through an interaction with heaven. As I said, the last few days, the Bible is a book of heavenly interactions. It's what it is. It's not philosophy, one man writing stuff out, or a bunch of ideas thrown together like Confucius or Aristotle or Plato and their ideas, revolutions of the stars nonsense. All of the words of history, all of the great so-called mystics, they are corrupt. Copernicus, Newton, Kepler, Einstein, all these people that shaped the thoughts, which is words, images of mankind, whether you're from China or from Africa someplace, or Russia, Europe, or here, they're all philosophies that fail. Epicureanism, Stoicism, they're all self-help. But the living words are only found in "Let there be light." In the beginning, God. God breathed into Adam's nostrils. Jesus, when he sees the disciples after he's resurrected, he's in his glorified state. He's going to elevate off the earth. How he does that is a mystery. But we're going to elevate. We're not going to be struggling with these bodies that we have, because we've been remade and renewed first with words on the inside. Our inside is filled with eternity. I am loaded down with eternity. These words I'm telling you are eternal words. These are words from heaven. These are words from my Holy Spirit dwelling within my soul. This is Holy Spirit power talking. This is God talking through Holy Spirit in me. There's nothing I've said thus far that could be challenged by the Word. It in line with the Word. Therefore, it is from God in this time, space, history, in February 26, 2026, Asheville, North Carolina. Spoken, living, breathing. When you speak it, it's alive. When Peter wrote what I've been studying, it was alive, and it's still alive. Of every video I've done, every article I've written, every voice memo I've done, it's not going anywhere. It's forever. Because if it's from heaven, and it's for encouragement, and it's for bringing people into life, eternal life, it will be preserved.